start today, the Torahway, Northwest London, Tuesday, 19th of Elul, 5th of September. Rena Rav, Dayan, Rabbi Dani Kedar, Shlita, Yichud Hashem, the focal point of Yom Neroim. This week's Torah was sponsored by family Max Grossnas on the outside of his late Shver, Lena Nishmas of Aryeh ben Ramosha Betzalel Reich, Zatzal, whose Yata was on Sunday, and also Nishmas Avi Murray, Ramosha ben Rabbi Yosef, from the Rocho, Mr. Moshe Joseph. A long-standing member of the Shir, and until recently was the most senior member of the Shir. Always appreciated all the chasodim and the kibbut received from the Chabura on his first yahrzeit, which is today.
Morning. Morning, everyone. Shul v'Dei Nishmas, as you've mentioned. Always a pleasure to be here and share some words of Torah with you, especially as we are now just over 10 days away from Yom HaDin, from Rosh Hashanah. 5784, whole years gone by. And I want to share with you an idea which I believe, if you fully understand it and you internalize it, it will change your whole approach to Yom HaNoyim. It will change your entire approach to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. A far more meaningful one. A far more less stressful one, and the one which is most authentic in the words of our Chachamim. And essentially what I want to try to explain this morning is how, as the Shir is titled, how the concept of Yichud Hashem really permeates the whole of the Yomim Noorim. So we'll start with a famous and simple question which everyone asks, and that is, Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin, Yom Kippur is Yom Sicha v'Chapara. Surely it would make more sense to have Yom Kippur before Rosh Hashanah. If Yom Kippur is Mechila u'Slicha, that's the forgiveness, and Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin, then surely you should have the Yom HaDin after you've had forgiveness. Famous question, many different approaches. That's one thing to think about. Second thing I want you to think about is how throughout the entire davening of Rosh Hashanah, there isn't one place in the Nusach of Chazal, and I stress the Nusach of Chazal, where we ask for anything. Can you tell me one place through Rosh Hashanah davening where we actually ask for something personal for ourselves? Paranasa, Refuah, Bracha. Is there anywhere throughout davening of the whole of Rosh Hashanah where we do that? As I said, the Nusach of Chazal. You have a Sefer Chaim, you have Bracha V'Shalom, Panotza V'Sheva. That's not from Chazal. That's later editions. Avinu Malkeinu, later editions. Okay. Yeah? You look the actual tefillah.
Tashlich.
Sorry?
Tashlich.
Tashlich is a much, much later minhag. Far, far later. In fact, many communities don't do Tashlich. Amongst the Sfadim, not all communities did Tashlich. The Spanish and Portuguese don't do Tashlich. There's no such minhag. The Yemenites don't do Tashlich. It's not recorded in the Rambam or anywhere. Tashlich's not mentioned in Shas anywhere.
Sim Shalom.
Yeah, okay, but that's the generic. Fine, Enochama, but that Enochama, I agree, but that's the generic text of the generic Nusach which we use, so therefore we keep that.
You mean the special Nusach of Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah, I'm saying there's nothing, correct. We're keeping the regular. On Shabbos we say that as well, that you don't mean to ask for things. It's part of the finishing off with Shalom, and part of the Shalom, we don't change the whole bracha, so we keep the rubric of it, and there's no vidui. The whole Rosh Hashanah, not once Ori Misvadeh do we confess on anything. It seems absurd. Yom HaDin, seemingly, day of judgment, and yet we don't do any of this. So what I want to share with you is a Mahalach from the Ramchal. In Derech Hashem, this is in Chedek Sheni. And when you understand this, everything falls into place. It's a beautiful puzzle. All the pieces of the puzzle come together. Essentially, there are two hanhogas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are two modes Hashem runs the world. The hanhoga which Hashem runs the world through is called hanhogas HaMishpat. Hanhogas HaMishpat is the mode of justice. Based on this, the Gemara in Bava Kamma Daf Nun says, "Kolayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatron, Yevatru Yomov." Famous Gemara. Anyone who says the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Vatron, what's a Vatron? Vatron means foregoing, easygoing. Everyone says, I'll sin, And HaKadosh Baruch is Vatra, and Hashem forgives. Hashem is great. You know, you sometimes hear people saying, Elokim Gadol. You know, if I do something small, who cares? No. Kala'om HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatra, Yivatru Yom of his days will be foregone. His days will be shortened. Seemingly, what do we ask for Hashem Yom Kippur essentially is? Forgive us. Hashem, you forgive everything. Isn't that asking Hashem? We say, Amoit, before the shofar has blown. Amoit mikisei de din b'shev al kisei rachamim. Stand from the throne of judgment and sit on the throne of rachamim, of mercy. What happened to Kolayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatra and Yivatru Yomav? This is important to understand. There are two hanhagas Hashem runs the world. There's the main hanhaga, the common hanhaga, called hanhagas Hamishpat. Hanhagas Hamishpat, that's judgment, but more precisely, it's consequences. Now's not the time to go into this. I'm going to mention this very briefly. Sechar va'oinesh, reward and punishment, should never be viewed as the English term of reward or punishment. The correct way of viewing it is as consequences. Just like if there is a child on a table, and you leave the child, you leave the baby unattended. There's a baby on somewhere. Leave the baby unattended. Baby moves a bit. Baby falls off the table. Now, what's that? Would you say that's a punishment for the parent or punishment of the child? That's a consequence. There are laws of nature. One of them is gravity, which says that if there is someone who falls from somewhere, if someone drops, they're going to fall and they'll be hurt. That's not a punishment. That's a consequence. Correct? See the difference? Let me give you the other way for reward. If a person decides they want to lose weight and decide they're going to go to the gym every day to lose weight and they put intense effort in, would it be correct to say their reward is that they've lost weight now? Would that be the precise word? No, it's not a reward. A reward is arbitrary, which means a reward, you say to your child, if you learn well today in school, I'm going to take you for an ice cream. There's no connection between the ice cream and the good learning they've done. That's reward. That's what the Mishnah, the depth of the Mishnah. Al tu kavodim ham shamshin israav am nasakabay pras. What word pras? Pras is a prize. What's the word a prize mean? A prize means a reward with no connection, no inherent connection to the thing you've done. But if I go to the gym and I lose weight, that's not a reward. That's a consequence. Sechar is the same. The sechar is simply a consequence. You do mitzvahs, you stay away from avarice, you become a better person, and then mele you become a person more raw, less dabik, to be together with Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore you have a better afterlife. It's not a reward. It's poshut the consequences of how you live your life. The better you live your life, the better person you are, and the closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the opposite is oynish. That's mishpat. That's consequences. Now that's how the world runs the majority of the time, through consequences. Somewhere in the Torah, though, Hashem tells Moshe, there will be times where I'm going to suspend mishpat. Where does Hashem tell Moshe in the Torah that sometimes you're going to suspend mishpat? There'll be no mishpat. And even though normally kolayim kodesh baruch hu vatra ani vatra yomav, we're going to ignore all of that. Where? Sefer Shemois?
After the Egel. Yeah. When the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to destroy Klal Yisrael.
Very good. Parshas Kisisa. V'chanois yes asher achon v'chamti yes asher achim. Says the Gemara, af al pi sheino hagun. There will be times where I'll give chen and rachamim. When you've got no right for it. You don't deserve it at all. That's called hanhogas hayichud. That's a different, mode. This is called the mode of Yichud, of Hashem's unity. Why is this called the mode of Hashem's unity? Explains the Ramchal as follows. Hashem, kivyochel, as it were, is meshubad. Hashem has created a world where there are rules and there are consequences. And Hashem has to follow those rules. Just like, think of America. There are laws, right? You do something wrong, you go to prison. That's called an Hanhagas HaMishpat. What can the president do sometimes, if you're very lucky? In pardon. Is there any right for you to be pardoned? No. law says, Mishpat says, that you did X, you have to go to jail for X amount of years. Now, if everyone had a pardon, what would that mean? The whole Mishpat would fall apart. It would be a mockery. There would be no Mishpat left. Occasionally and very rarely, there can be something which overrides the Mishpat. Someone says, even though there's a mode of Mishpat, that's normally for 99% of people, 99% of times, we're going to suspend it this time. We're going to pardon you. I'm going to show you my full control as president of this country. I can decide. I'm in charge. Even though there's Mishpat and there's laws, there's someone on top of it all. The president can ignore it all. Now, if the president was to do this all the time, the system would fall apart. If Hashem does this all the time, there's no Mishpat left. From Hogusam Mishpat is how Hashem runs the world. And Hashem, as it were, is tied. He has to follow that. And even though He loves us, wants the best for us, the reality is there are consequences. And when we do our various, we don't do the Rotzon Hashem, there have to be consequences. But occasionally, Hashem will say, think of a little child. Child's done something wrong. Now if we constantly ignore what the child does, that's what the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Chosech Shiftoi Sone Beno. Person who withholds the rod, if you don't, a person doesn't administer consequences for a child's behavior, you're going to end up, the child's going to be a peri adam, he's going to be a wild person, because he's never had any mishpat. You have to live with consequences. But very occasionally, if a parent says to the child, you know, you've done something wrong, and according to the laws which say, I've set a bunch of rules in this house. In this house, if you go to sleep after 9:30, you don't get a treat tomorrow, the next morning. Those are the rules. And we have to follow those rules. But every so often I can say, you know, today, Sunday, today's bank holiday, today is Shabbos. Today, I'm going to ignore those rules. The rules which I've set. Now, I, the rest of the time as the father, have to follow those rules. If I don't follow those rules as the father, I'm making a mockery of myself. And even though I made the rules and I'm in charge, I'm not in charge anymore because I've made the rules, I have to keep the rules. So I'm, as it were, I'm tied up to the system I've made. And that's Mishpat. As it were, Kivyachol, Hashem is tied to the system He's made, to the consequences He's made. But then ultimately, the Yichud Hashem, the Anhogas HaYichud, says sometimes, at the end of the day, I made the rules. At the end of the day, if I want, I can suspend those rules. I can put them on hold. You see? That's why it's called Anhogas HaYichud. The mode of the Yichud Hashem. The Yichud Hashem means the oneness, the unity, the complete sovereignty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is that clear? See the two modes? There's the general mode of Mishpat, of rules, of laws, which Hashem has to follow. Even though He made the rules, like the father who made the rules at home, has to follow those rules. Has to follow those consequences. But occasionally, the father says, I made the rules, I'm going to suspend the application of these rules, and I'm going to decide, even though you don't deserve, I'm going to give you.
But even on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, he can't afford to suspend all the rules for everybody, all the things we've done wrong.
So one second, I'll come to that. Yom Kippur, the whole day, morning to evening, what we're doing, I did this, I did that. I should have done this, I should have done that. I could have done this, and that. The whole day is vidui. That's essentially the whole of Yom Kippur is vidui. In fact, a person does go to the whole Yom Kippur, fasts, everything, doesn't do vidui once, no mechila slicha. Vidui is the most powerful moment of Yom Kippur. It's clear in the Rambam, in the Halachos Tshuva, if you don't say vidui, then that's why over and over again we're being misfada. And what do? We go into the nitty details, into the exact, precise, this I did. Every single thing you can think of is listed there. Do you say the video of Rabbeinu Nissim? The video I got?
Yes, we say it on Erev Yom Kippur.
What, before Yom Kippur?
Yeah.
In Mincha you do it.
After Mincha. Yeah, that's with the with the Tefillah
Zakah.
Yeah, Akal Nidre.
Okay, so we do it in Chakras. There's nothing there which isn't mentioned. Right? That's Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is Yom HaMishpat. Yom Kippur is exact consequences. Rosh Hashanah, though, You have to focus on something else. There's a much simpler way to get through the din. You know the best way to get through the din is? What's the best way to get through the din? Cancel the court case. Suspend the din. That's why the whole focus of Rosh Hashanah is ignore din. If I start going into details, I did this, I could have done that, you're playing into Hanagas HaMishpat. You're playing into mode one. We're trying to get rid of mode one. We're trying to go into Hanagas HaYichud. If I start davening for Hashem, give me panosa, give me refuah, give me this, all of this. You know what the Zohar says? Famous Zohar. You know what the Zohar says about people who daven for personal things Rosh Hashanah? Have you heard of the Zohar before? Anyone who davens for bonei chaya yomazone, for children, for health, and for food, panosa, on Rosh Hashanah, the Zohar says like a dog barking at its master. Yeah? It's not the time. If you're focusing on how much money or how much health or how much children I'm going to have, you've missed the point. You're stuck in mishpat. Forget that all. Focus on one thing. Yichud Hashem. The sovereignty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We focus on the malchus, we focus on the yichud. And you say, Hashem, yes, you've made consequences, but ignore them all. Amoid mikisei din v'shev al kisei rachamim. Move from the anhaga of mishpat, from the mode of justice, from the mode of consequences, and go to the mode of yichud, where we can ignore everything. We'll come to that. So, do you understand? And the most powerful thing which we have for that is A, shofar, and B, the tefillah. You look at the tefillah. The essence of a day will always be the extra bracha which Chazal instituted for that day. What's the extra bracha which Chazal instituted for Rosh Hashanah? Yeah? Third bracha. Yeah, before Musaf, and Shachris, we'll come to Musaf, but before, in Shachris, and Mincha, and Maariv, is the third bracha, in Atta Kodesh. Ubchein, 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 yeah? It's definitely you say, because it's in Chazal, so you have to say it, yeah? Okay, I don't have to ask whether you say this or not. This is Chazal. It's not Minhagim. This is the authentic text. This is the original tefillah. Ubechein iskada shimcha. Ubechein tein pachdocha al kol maasecha. And everyone's going to see you. Everyone's going to recognize what? That? Hashem is the Melech. Everyone's going to recognize your sovereignty. Everything is about recognizing the Yichud Hashem. Which is why this extra text, this extra nusach, is in which bracha? In the third bracha. Of what? HaMelech HaKodesh. Because it all plays, that's the essence of Rosh Hashanah. HaMelech. That's all it's about. If you recognize Malchus, if you recognize sovereignty, you recognize Yichud Hashem, the oneness, the unity, Yichud Hashem means, there is nothing in this world which can happen to me. Outside the Rotzen of Hashem, and that's it. You've got everything. How do you finish off Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur? What's the final thing before you blow the shofar? What do you say? Did you say Hashem Elokim 7 times?
Yes.
Yeah? Do you add in the Pasuk Krasi B'chol Lev Aneni Hashem Chokecha Atzorah? Okay. But in any case, what's the crescendo of everything? Srichos, Elo, Rosh Hashanah, Sesei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, everything we've been through. What's the end? End of it all? One thing take with you for the rest of the year, Hashem Elokim. What's Hashem Elokim? Hashem. Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is Rachamim. Who Elokim? That's the Kim, the Din. The world sometimes looks like there's disparate forces that, you know, where's Hashem? There's too much Din. No. The Yichud Hashem is the idea that everything which happens in this world, nothing is random. Nothing happens without the Ratzon Hashem. And let me tell you something. When a person lives his or her life like that, automatically, there's no temptation to do an Avera. What's an Avera? Avera is, I stand to gain by doing something which I wouldn't be getting otherwise. That's an Avera, essentially. Now, if we truly believed in Yichud Hashem, we truly believe there is nothing in this world which can benefit me outside the Ratzon of Hashem, you would never do an Aveira. The reality is, Yechud Hashem is something intellectual, and practice is more difficult. This is why the Ramchal says, we cover our eyes by Shema Yisrael. Why? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Ekein Hashem Echod, that's Yechud Hashem. Can we see the Yechud Hashem in our day-to-day lives? Can we actually see it and feel it? No, we can't see it. We believe it. We can't see it. The world says sometimes because there's no Yechud Hashem. We believe it. So we cover our eyes. We can't see it. We're waiting for the Yemus HaMashiach, where everyone, B'hoi Hashem Elech Koretz, B'Hashem Hashem Echod. There will come a time at the end where everyone will see and everyone will proclaim Hashem Echod. Until then, Yichud Hashem is not there. It's only there intellectually, in our beliefs, not there in practice. We can't feel it. If you lived your life with Yichud Hashem, there's no other will aside from the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you wouldn't do an Aver. This is the depth of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Batel Ritzoincha Mipnei Ritzoinoi. If you live with Ratzon Hashem, everything falls into place. It all comes together. But we don't live our lives like that. The reality is, we forget. And this is why we say in Rosh Hashanah, V'harisha chulah, what do you say, Be'ashan or Ke'ashan? Okay. V'harisha chulah Ke'ashan tichle. All the evil will dissipate like smoke. What's smoke? Look, there's something there, but there's nothing there. Risha, evil, it looks grand. I stand to gain if I do this, I do something crafty, I do something wrong, I stand to gain, whatever it may be, whether it's money, whether it's pleasure, whatever it may be, I stand to gain. If you really believe in Yichud Hashem, you know it's impossible to gain from it. You may gain momentarily, but there's no gain in the long term. It's smoke. But one day we'll all recognize that everything, all the grandeur is of Avera around us is an illusion. It's smoke. Like the story of Menachem and Chassidei Breslov, where they say that Menachem gave a moshel where there was a person who came to a town and shouted out, "I have the secret for life." And one person in the marketplace heard this, started running, and everyone else in the marketplace saw him. They all started running. The whole town has cleared out, and they're running after him all the way. And then finally, they catch him, and they tell us the secret of life. And you're holding in your hand. He opens his hand, and nothing there. Right? We pursue. We run. We think it's going to give us gain. We forget. We live with Yichud Hashem. We live with the understanding there's nothing ultimately which we can do against the Ratzon Hashem which will give us gain. Everything falls into place. Therefore, Rosh Hashanah is about aligning our framework. First, more importantly, before you get into details of Yom Kippur, I did this, I could have done that, I shouldn't have done this. That's integrity, that's mishpat. But before we get into mishpat, get the picture. Get the whole scene. When a person learns Torah, this is the Ramchal writes, this is a beautiful poetry in the beginning of Derech Hashem. It says, just like you go into a rose garden, or you go into a garden with plants, there can be beautiful plants there, but if they're not beautifully aligned, you don't have a structure, how I'm walking through the garden, all these beautiful plants, you're going to miss them, you're not going to appreciate them because of the thickets in between, you don't have the whole structure, the whole framework around you. So Ramchal says, therefore, what I'm going to do in my sefer and Derech Hashem is, I'm going to create for you a path between the beautiful roses of Yiddishkeit. And then you'll have a clear path to walk through and then you'll appreciate it. That's what Rosh Hashanah is. Rosh Hashanah is aligning, creating a framework. Ultimately, it's all about Yichud Hashem. Now, in reality, we don't live like that. In reality, it's very hard. Because as I said, we only believe it, but we always fall, we forget. Why do we need to remind ourselves over and over again, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Ekein, Hashem Echad? Do we really struggle to believe perhaps there's two gods? Is that our problem nowadays? We believe in two paths? Hashem Echad means there's nothing in this world which can go against Ratzon Hashem. And when you live like that, all Aveira will automatically dissipate in the air. And so, what we do in Rosh Hashanah is, we get a framework. And that framework is Yichud Hashem. And through that, the person is able to fully comprehend that and understand the brachas of Rosh Hashanah. Yiskad Hashemcha, Tein Pachdecha, Ve'imaschuk Hashabasa, Yimlech Hashem Noilom. That's going to be the purpose of everything. And the person lives and reads that and internalizes it, then that's not the time to ask for anything. Because if you truly recognize V'ichud Hashem, everything will fall into place by itself. If you go with Mishpat, maybe you'll be successful, maybe you won't. That depends. If we do Mishpat, then you have to be quite lucky to be able to say, my Zechuyos, you know, demand me a good year. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. But that's futile to go down that path. So to summarize what we've said, and we'll take questions. To summarize what we've explained this morning, we've said quite a lot, and I'm going to try to put it all together now. Essentially what we've said is the ultimate focus, at least of Rosh Hashanah. Another time we can talk about how actually the whole Yom Nerayim is that, including up to the end of Sukkot. But at least Rosh Hashanah, the focus of that is understanding Yichud Hashem. Yichud Hashem means that Hashem is complete melech. He's not bound by any rules. Although there's rules and consequences which are given in the Torah and given throughout life, that's normally, you have to follow those. And normally if you say, I don't have to follow that, how dare you say something like that? There's a mishpat that Hashem has created, you have to follow that mishpat. You have to live by those consequences and those rules. That's normally. But there comes a time when sometimes the chanoi says asher ochin, v'chamtis asher arachin. Afapi she'in hogun, even though you're not befitting it, though you're not worthy for it, you still get it. And that is only when Hashem is in a different hanhogun, a different mode. If you switch the override button, that's the way to think of it, an override button. The pardon button. There's a system, I'm overriding it now. How can you do that? Only if you recognize Hashem is in control. So you have to recognize Yichud Hashem. When you recognize Yichud Hashem, the unity of Hashem and the sovereignty, complete authority and power, and there's nothing else aside from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you get that mode. And that's the shofar. How does the power, why do we say before the shofar, Amod b'kisei deim b'shev b'kisei rachim? Because what's the shofar? A call to a trumpet. That Hashem is the sovereign. Hashem is the king. There's nothing else. There's no other force, no other power. When you live with that, that's Hanogos HaYichud. Yes, you're going to have to tidy up your mess. But not now. There's things, nitty-gritties you have to go through. You'll do that 10 days later in Yom Kippur. But now, forget that. Now's not the time to have a regret. That's why it's written in the Torah. You come to Rosh Hashanah with white clothes. You come in confident. Because forget all of that. It's not the time now to start thinking about what you... When you have the correct framework, everything will fall into place. And therefore, by the culmination of Yom Kippur, we've come to a stage, hopefully, of the last 40 days, Hashem Elohim. That's it. When you live with Hashem Elohim, everything will fall into place. Easier said than done. But that's our avoda. Now, one final thing you will be thinking is, why did the Gaonim add in of Sefer Chaim, Bracha B'Shana, Panos HaTov, Shor B'Nechama? Why did the Gaonim add in That's not in the text of Chazal. It's an addition from the Goyim. The answer is very simple. Because the reality is, the vast majority of us, the Hamoinam, can't think of Rosh Hashanah in those terms. It's too difficult. It's too abstract. And what's the way to speak to people? Tell them. You pray. You daven. You get this. You get that. Daven well. You have to speak to the Hamoinam. And the reality is, that's how they, you know, they live off reward and punishment. They live off Sechar Ronish, off Hanogos HaMishpat. It's a very difficult... The idea is that sometimes, so the Chidah writes, I'll end with this, the Chidah writes, Chidah says, you know, I see, the Chidah, 250 years to 300 years ago, do you say Shari Oria, Shari Brocha, Shari Gila? You say it off that? And each type?
Most Shabbos.
Oh, you don't do Rosh Hashanah Kippur?
No.
Okay, so, it's interesting. So that was added in much later in our Nusach, in Kaddish Tiskabel. So during Tiskabel, we say, before Tiskabel, we say, Shari Oria, Gila, etc. And Chidah says, I look around and I see all the different things, Shari this or Shari that, people don't answer Amen. When it comes to Shari for Hashem, when it comes to Shari Panosa, everyone answers Amen and screams Amen. Right? He says, what about the Shari of the things of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shari? Yeah, these things we don't. Because it's far easier. The Hamoinam, he speaks to them what's relevant for me. So for them, okay. But and now it's fine. You don't do anything wrong. But you're in the wrong Mishpat. You're in the wrong Hanogah, I mean. You're in Hanogah's Mishpat. In a big food day. Hopefully, Teshuvah, this and that helps. Okay, Be'ezus Hashem. But it's much simpler. Go with the yichud, go with the override button. You go to the override button, everything falls into place.